Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is Friday. It is the 8th day of November. What a glorious week this has ended up being. I just have to tell you, we've been having some great guests this morning, including newly reelected Senator Josh Hawley in the 7 o'clock hour, about an hour ago. If you're there on the Odyssey app, you can hit the rewind button. We'll have the interview for you up on demand on the podcast here shortly, if it's not up already. So you can always go back and listen to that. He had some ideas on who might fill out a Trump cabinet, his thoughts on maybe Eric Schmidt being part of that. And maybe what the Senate could do now that Republicans might control both houses of Congress. So don't miss that interview. That's available for you right now, or will be very shortly. Anyway, still to come, we're going to get to Ryan Wiggins speaking to the Senate. What happens in 2 years? Right. So let's assume Republicans take control of the Senate. They've taken control this time. He's kind of looking ahead already to what's going on in 2026. And we're going to get Ryan on here at about 8:35 this morning. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for that.
It's going to be big. I think the midterm elections, you could see a bigger turnout than normal.
Yeah, I do. I believe that. We'll see what's going on with that coming up here shortly. First, though, Carl Middleman, I would like to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
You're floating. Are you floating? This is 7:39 a.m. on the East Coast. Did Bakari Sellers just float Vice President Kamala Harris as a potential Supreme Court nominee?
Not only am I floating it, but I want to stir up everything. I want people's heads to explode this morning so we go into the weekend just knowing that the chaos has not ended just yet.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Kamala Harris on the United States Supreme Court. Could Joe Biden try to pull this off before his term is over in 73 days? I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Many Latino immigrants come from countries where they have truly evil, dangerous political leaders. They view the American political system and Donald Trump as far less harmful.
Ed Lavandera on CNN. Listen, he's trying to explain this to the viewers on CNN. Listen, these people you're talking about have lived with tyrants in their own countries, so they're completely comfortable with Donald Trump. They're still saying this garbage on CNN.
As of today, American citizens who do want to hold on to democracy, we know exactly what we're going to be spending the next days and weeks and likely years of our life working on.
A call to arms by Rachel Maddow. I mean, Maddow there. She's fired up. She's not given up yet. And she wants people to take it to the streets. And guess what? She's not alone.
The first thing you're going to do is you're going to delete your period tracking app. I don't care what state you're in.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Kim St. Unge. I knew people tracked that time of the month, particularly if they're in family planning mode, right? But I did not know for the life of me till today that there was an app that allowed you to do that, because I just never really thought it through, I guess.
There is an app, and I'll be honest, I never would have thought that on the Mark Cox Morning Show we'd be talking about ways to track your period. But here we are. You know, this also, I guess, would apply to men, right? Because according to liberals, men, too, can menstruate and they need tampons in the men's bathroom.
This is from the libs of TikTok. This is from the one more piece of gold given to us by them from a lady who went on and on yesterday. And this is not the worst of it. Listen to this.
The first thing you're going to do is you're going to delete your period tracking app. I don't care what state you're in. Go into your history, take out a paper planner, write down your history so that you have it, because I know that you track it. You use it to track ovulation and all of that stuff. You can't do that in an app anymore. Before you delete the app, you're going to delete your data out of the app. That's not a sure way to make sure that they can't use it against you later, but it helps.
What do you mean use it against you? Help me understand how not tracking your period, not tracking your cycle is going to somehow be a protest and shove it to the right, shove it to Trump, to the patriarchy, because all these women are out there on social media quite literally shaving their heads saying,
yes,
screw the patriarchy. This is in protest to what just happened here on Election Day.
They're promising not to have sex for the next 4 years.
Well, you know, we'll have fewer abortions, I guess, if that's the case. So
thank you.
I would support that.
They finally get it. Abstinence is the best prevention.
Abstinence works, folks.
I'm just telling you. Yeah, so that's how they're going to fight back on you, right? This is it. It gets better than that, though. Because that same crazy that told you to delete that, because apparently the Trump administration is going to have a period tracker czar who's going to be tracking you down, right? Here's what else she's suggesting, Kim, for you.
Todd, I don't care if you're not sexually active right now, because guess what? That doesn't mean you're not going to get pregnant. And speaking of that, I'm sorry. Don't get pregnant right now. I'm sorry. It's your life. You do what you want. My advice to you for your safety is to not get pregnant right now. I am not going to get pregnant right now, even though I would love to have a family one day. That dream just went out the window forever. Unless I move to another country, I am not having a baby in the United States. I won't do it.
Wow.
Another thing that you may really disagree with, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because I care about you and I want you to be safe. If you and your male partner voted differently this election, if he voted for that man, you need to leave him. You need to leave him. I'm sorry. You need to leave him. I know you love him. I know you love him. I know you think he's going to change. I know you think he just doesn't understand your problems. I know that you think he's more concerned about the economy. But especially if you're married to him, you are in danger right now. You are in a lot of danger.
I'm so glad my husband and I voted the same way so I don't have to divorce him.
You know who she sounds like? Do you know who she sounds like? Listen.
You know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette. I'm sitting here because I love him and I respect him and I honor what he's been through and what we've been through together.
What do you think Hillary's going to do when she finds out Bill secretly voted for Trump?
Don't you think that the liberals would be now offended if Hillary Clinton was saying that she respects her husband? I feel like they want to go against that.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy.
I'm not just some Tammy Wynette standing by my man. I mean, the Southern accent, all of it. It's one of my favorite sound bites ever. But that crazy lefty on TikTok kind of sounds like that Hillary Clinton accent that she borrowed for that particular sound bite.
And I'll say this, by the way, to all the married couples out there, be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah.
Have lots of kids.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Hey, coming up. I teased it, so I'm going to play it for you. There is now a suggestion by the lefties in this country for Sonia Sotomayor to resign from the Supreme Court so they can appoint her replacement. I didn't know she was having either personal or health issues, but apparently she is. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg is reaching out from beyond the grave to warn them about what can happen if you pass away or leave when a Republican is president.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to that coming up.
After a worker failed to properly lock the cage, within hours, animal control was on their tail, using thermal imaging cameras to help locate the furry fugitives. But the precocious primates still managed to evade capture. Officials say the escapees do not pose a public health risk, but they are warning people in the area to keep their eyes open and their doors closed.
Do not try to feed them. Do not try to take one as a pet. But just remain where you are inside, you know, somewhere safe, and we'll get someone out there.
Monkeys will jack you up. Can I just tell you that? These are like, what do you call them, macaw monkeys? Anyway, 43 primates have escaped from the South Carolina lab. They were apparently all fairly young females. They hadn't actually been involved in any testing or anything like that. Rhesus macaque monkeys. And, I'm envisioning, because I lived in South Carolina for a while, I know this is how this is going to go. There are a bunch of good old boys hanging out of the windows of their pick-em-up trucks with their AR-15s or hunting rifles, hoping to bag them a monkey. That's how this is going to go.
Yeah, well, there's ladies who want to capture them and dress them up in cute little clothes.
Who want to pet them.
Right.
And they're warning you, these are wild animals. You've got to stay away from them because they will scratch your eyes out and tear your face off. So I texted with my brother-in-law this morning, who's a biologist and knows a thing or two about these, he tells me they're very dangerous, but they're going to do their best to try to find them. They're using thermal imaging in the woods around this thing, trying to lure them, baiting them with food to get them to come in, because these monkeys, you know what they're worth each? They lost 43 of them. He tells me they're worth $20,000 to $30,000 each.
Wow.
Female monkeys. I had no idea. I had no idea they were worth that kind of money.
Yes, I was going to say, who finds the monkey and then says you want it back? You're going to have to fork over some serious money.
They better not release that information down in South Carolina, or people are going to be out there live trapping these things, trying to turn them in for a ransom. Wow. Anyway, I thought I'd point that out to you. I've got to talk more about what I heard from Bakari Sellers. I know you know the name. He's a pretty well-known liberal activist. He has hatched a plan. He claims that Sonia Sotomayor is not in good health. Did you know that?
No. How old is she?
I don't know, but she's not in good health. She would be the oldest of the three liberals on
70.
The court. Okay. And it says she's not in good health. So they all live in fear of a Ruth Bader Ginsburg situation where she up and dies and then a Republican gets to appoint her replacement, which is a nightmare for them, because then it wouldn't no longer be a 7-3 conservative majority. It would be a 7-2, right? No. 6-3 conservative majority. They would have a 7-2 conservative majority if a Republican got to replace her. So here's what Bakari Sellers said on CNN this very morning.
I know that she may be having some personal issues that she contends with while serving on the bench, but I don't want Justice Sotomayor to be another Ruth Bader Ginsburg in terms of staying too long. What does this mean for the dynamic of the court? The court is 6-3 now. If we're able to replace it with a Biden justice, it will still be 6-3. The possibility of Justice Sotomayor having to resign or retire in the next 4 years is extremely high. You couple that with Alito and Clarence Thomas. Yeah. Then that means that you go from a 6-3 court to a 7-2 court in terms of conservative versus liberal. And so I hope that Joe Biden makes the next 10 weeks as consequential as he can. I don't care about drawing outside the lines or what Republicans may think about it. This is within your purview. You can actually do it, and you should do it. And, one more thing, John, is you have a hell of a vice president right there who has a legal pedigree to sit on the Supreme Court and let Republicans go crazy and ape. I'm even mentioning that option.
first of all, would Kamala even want that? Maybe she'd like the power and just kind of a final shove it. How quickly could the Senate really confirm that? So let's just say that happened. I'm sure they could move quickly, but they have 2 months or so, two and a half months until Inauguration Day.
Well, they have less time than that because they're going to have Christmas break here in December. But Chuck Schumer could try to force through something like that because he's still got control of the Senate until January, right? It's not an unrealistic. The point is, I don't think he could. The Republicans would filibuster it. They'd never approve it. It doesn't matter if it's Kamala Harris or Barack Obama, because some people had floated Obama, putting Obama on the court. There's no way they'd let it happen. Hopefully, McConnell, who's still the Senate leader, would do the same thing he did before and say, we're not participating in that.
It's possible, but I think it's very far-fetched. Now, the liberals would absolutely hate is if something happens to her health, continues to decline, has to leave, and then Trump gets to... They would lose their minds even more than they already are.
That's what they're... Yeah, they have already lost their collective minds, for sure. That's what they're trying to avoid. I didn't know if you knew that, so I wanted to talk about it this morning so you know what may be coming. Never a dull moment, even though Election Day has passed, huh? Coming up, Ryan Wiggins. He's taking a look at what happens 2 years out when the next round of Senate seats become available and a toss-up. We'll talk about that when we come back.
My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
I hope, Ryan Wiggins, that Donald Trump is as immediate and strong on all these issues as he campaigned on, because if ever there's been a mandate, and it's been probably the Ronald Reagan landslide since we had one like this, he's got it handed to him.
Yeah, mandates like this, I didn't think were possible anymore.
I didn't either.
I thought we were just in too divided of a nation to see somebody win that many electoral college votes, and that, well, a Republican anyway. I could have seen a Democrat maybe do it like Obama in 2008, but that's rare. And to see him do this after, it's not just to see him do this, it's to see him do it after everything that he's been through. Double impeachment. The lawfare, the entire media apparatus being against him, the government going after him, trying to bankrupt him. You name it, and he's been through it. And he just won with a decisive victory.
Did you hear his attorney yesterday in response to Letitia James? Have you heard this bite yet?
No, I haven't.
So Letitia James, the AG in New York, the one that's already been suing Trump, the one that ran on the promise that she would get Trump, just elect me and I will spend my entire term just going after Donald Trump. We hate him so much. And she came out yesterday or the day before, because I played the sound yesterday, and said, we're not giving up. We will fight tooth and nail against the Trump administration and anything they try to do in the state of New York, blah, blah, blah. And here was what his lawyer, Mike Davis, said on a podcast yesterday. Cut four.
Let me just say this to Big Tish James, the New York Attorney General. I dare you to try to continue your lawfare against President Trump in his second term. Because listen here, sweetheart, we're not messing around this time. And we will put your fat ass in prison for conspiracy against rights. And I promise you that. So think long and hard before you want to violate President Trump's constitutional rights or any other American's constitutional rights. It's not going to happen again.
Wow. Yeah, he's going to take some grief for that. I'm glad that he said it, but I'm glad that he waited until after the election to say it, if he's going to go name calling. But that lady is nasty. She hates Donald Trump with a purple passion, and that shouldn't exist in our law enforcement mechanisms in the courts. She's the chief law enforcement officer for the state of New York. She shouldn't be singling out individuals to seek charges against them.
Yeah, it's tough to go after people legally who are using the legal system against you, because they're not technically breaking any laws, but they are violating a lot of ethics rules by doing it. Yep. And so there are enforcement mechanisms that should be in place within, you know, the not necessarily our legal system putting them in jail or anything, but just the Bar Association and things like that. They should come after people who openly campaign and say, hey, you can't just, you can't say I'm going to find a crime once you elect me. That is unethical. So you have to have some sort of enforcement against these things. And right now, I'm looking at an election as the enforcement, because that is going to take care of a lot of these problems. But there should be people calling her out on the left.
Well, there should. Maybe he's just taunting her, because he referred to her as sweetheart, and then he made the weight comment.
Yep.
Maybe he's taunting her, hoping she'll try something, so that a Trump Justice Department could step in and try to do something about it. I don't know, just speculation. You wanted to talk about the Senate this morning, though, right?
Yeah, so I'm sure you guys have been watching with bated breath all these races that are being called. You know, Pennsylvania is now called, at least by the Associated Press. I don't know what the freaking governor of Pennsylvania is going to do. Like, get it over with,
buddy. Yeah, Dave McCormick, right? He was the one, he beat the incumbent.
Yeah, McCormick has won that race, which puts the Republicans at 53 seats, and that's if Carrie Lake can't pull off a miracle. It doesn't look like Brown will be able to in Nevada. That would be another Republican victory. Doesn't look like he's going to get it, though. Carrie Lake still has a path. It's unlikely, but it's very possible.
I don't know that it's unlikely. She was polling 57 to 43 on the last 70,000 votes they released. If she maintains that pattern in Maricopa County, there are over 450,000 votes they haven't counted yet. If for every 70,000 she picks up 10,000 votes, she could win. She's only down 43,000 votes right now.
Yeah, it's still very possible. I still think it's unlikely, because everything does still have to break her way.
Yes.
Although the numbers do look like they're there.
It looks like they could.
So that could happen. But let's say that she doesn't, and Republicans have 53 seats. If we get 54, man, that'd be awesome. But 53 is really, really good for a year like this, because you didn't know about Ohio. Definitely didn't know about Pennsylvania. So picking up that extra seat alone is great. Looking ahead, though, now they're going to have the majority, hopefully, in the House, too, for now at least 2 years. Which means 2026 comes along. Okay, President Trump is still president. He would then hope to still have a Republican Congress. We don't know anything about the House. That's down the road. But we can predict a little bit more about the Senate and what it'll look like in the last 2 years of Trump's second term. And it looks pretty good. I keep hearing, oh, it's not as good of a map for Republicans. Well, that's true. This was a really good map. But in 2026, Republicans are defending North Carolina. They're defending Maine, which Susan Collins, you never know with her.
No.
You really don't.
No.
But let's say, and Ohio, because J.D. Vance's seat will be up at that point. But that's three seats. Let's say all those go wrong. Republicans still would be at 50-50 then, and still have the majority with the presidency. They're also defending, though, Michigan, Virginia, don't think those will go Republican in an off year, but they will be have to defend them. And Georgia. Georgia really could be a pickup for Republicans.
So the Democrats then have to defend, that you're saying they have to defend those.
They have to defend Michigan, Virginia, New Hampshire technically too, yeah. But I don't think these are going Republican. But Georgia. Huh. Georgia's a big one.
Yeah, it's true. And he won Georgia overwhelmingly.
Exactly. So even if everything goes completely sideways and they don't get any of these things to break their way, they still will have a 50-50 technical majority for two more years of Trump's presidency.
Who's the other senator down there? Not Warnock. Who's the other one that won? I can't remember his
Ossoff?
Name. Yeah, is that it?
John Ossoff?
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember which one it will be up, but one of those two.
It wouldn't be Warnock won last time, right? 22?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think so.
How do you think that this impacts voter turnout for especially midterm elections, but even in 4 years? You know, with Trump, I think a lot of people went to the polls who really never voted. I mean, we had that 95-year-old woman we interviewed earlier this week, Betty,
yeah,
who voted for the first time ever in her life. And she didn't like Trump before. And she now obviously changed her tune and was saying, we have to get Trump in office. Do you think that there's just so much divisiveness? The Democrats are so terrified of a Trump presidency and Republicans in power that will drive them to want to vote in a couple years. And then you have the Republicans who are scared to give up control, because we've seen what happens when you have a liberal in power.
2026 should be a good Democrat year. They're going to have 2 years of incessant complaining about the things that Donald Trump's going to do, and he's going to do hard things. He's not going to be just in there trying to make everybody happy, and you know he's now going to be a lame duck president, so he can do pretty much whatever he wants.
Yeah, but if they work, if people feel like prices are going down at the grocery store, if prices are going down at the gas pump, that could work to our advantage.
And it could. It's just that the anger and hatred of that guy is so palpable, and the media is not going to give up. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going
in a non-general election year. It'll be a little tougher than it was this year.
You know, all the women who have shaved their heads in protest of Trump being elected, their hair may grow back by then. They could shave it again if the Republicans maintain power.
They could. Like Samson, they'll get their power back.
That's right. That is exactly right. Hey, where's Delilah?
So real quick, I want to mention, because I mentioned it before, we are going to, Kim and Carl and I are going to be in the Florissant Veterans Day Parade this Sunday at 1 p.m., this is sponsored by Cassin's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We'll be riding in the back of a pickup truck in the Veterans Day Parade. The weather's looking beautiful, sunny, 60 degrees, can't wait. Kim's bringing the family, so that'll be fun. We'll get to see Easton and Michael.
Yep,
so
we'll be there.
Carl's going to be there. Is Nicole coming with you, Carl?
She is.
All right.
Oh, and
awesome.
Tomorrow's her birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday, Nicole Middleman.
28, I hear.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So you will not be there Sunday, but you are going to the Edwardsville Parade on Monday,
we're
right?
going to be in the Edwardsville Veterans Day Parade, which starts at 3 o'clock on Monday.
Okay, we is in
the Annie Fry Show. I do believe some of the Annie Fry Show will be there Sunday, too, though.
They don't have a cardboard cutout of you that they could put in the truck? For the
we can work
show?
On that. Maybe we can paste my face over
the Trump cutout.
You've got a couple of them in there, so you
I
can
do.
Spare one.
I should bring one and put it in the back of the truck.
That would be pretty funny.
But I know most of the folks up there. And Sue Thomas is coming, and she's bringing Oscar.
Nice.
So that's going to be really
Easton
cool.
Will love that.
Yeah, that's very cool. But the Reardon Show, I believe, is going to be there. So we'll all be represented in the Florissant Veterans Day
Just
Parade.
Just Oscar, Sue?
She told me.
I'm not bringing both.
Okay, that's a handful. It was funny last time she brought him because his legs are so short. He had to get up on the little wheel well of the truck to look over top of the side of the truck to see what was going on. So
he thinks it's all for him.
He does.
Well, I apologize in advance if my son chases your dog around.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how that will work because mine is a football that will just want to tackle.
Yeah, that's true.
So we may keep them apart.
All right. Ryan, thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
No problem.
We're coming back with more on actually a Veterans Day special you can take advantage of if you're hungry on Monday. So I'm going to talk about that. And, of course, we're going to talk about our first responder spotlight. Stay tuned.
This is your first responder spotlight.
All right, shout out to our friends over at the Edwardsville Fire Department and Ambulance Service. In fact, they are the lucky winners this week because I'm going to be heading over there a little later with a fantastic lunch for them from Grillmaster Tony. And that's going to be delicious. Looking forward to getting over there just before lunchtime for them today. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks to all of you, the paramedics, the firefighters there in Edwardsville. Always love going to downtown Edwardsville. It is a beautiful place. So thank you for that. It is our first responder Thanksgiving. Got a raffle going on. Remember, you can text the word responder to 33100 on your phone or tablet. You might win alcohol. You might win tobacco. You might win firearms. It's the ATF raffle. It's fantastic. Raffling off thanks to the range, that CMMG Descent MK4. It's a 9mm rifle. It's beautiful. I've got a picture posted up on the Facebook page, I believe, so you can look at that. The Lit Cigar Lounge for a party of 10 in their private Luciano Lounge. It's got a bottle of bourbon, cigars for the evening. They've also donated a bottle or two to go in the basket of bourbon, which is the third potential prize, right? And the basket of bourbon includes the Weller Antique 107. It's going to have some Midwinter's Night Dram in it, which Carl Middleman is picking up for me later today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. A bottle of Blanton's Old Dominic Cask Strength. Stolach Whiskey has donated some. My friends at Allure Wine and Spirits are helping us out as well. Four Roses Single Barrel is going to be in there. It's valued at over $1,500. Three fantastic prizes. And in the basket of bourbon, we're also going to throw in a Blues jersey signed by Rob Thomas, which Carl is also picking up for me today. Thank you, Carl.
You're welcome.
Hey, it sounds like you're eating something.
I am. I'm having French fries.
So one more time here. Text responder to 33100 on your phone. That's the easiest way to enter. You can go to our website as well, 971talk.com. Click on First Responder Thanksgiving, and there's a link there to go buy your tickets. They're only $1 a ticket, but the minimum purchase is 10, so you're getting 10 chances to win. The more you buy, the more extra tickets they throw in on top of that. So please donate. All the money goes to Responder Rescue Charity, which helps our first responders if they get injured in the line of duty, and I love what they do over there. So let me mention, I mentioned the fact that we're going to be in the parade in Florissant at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Hope you can show up. I'll be there. Kim and Carl are going to be there. Sue Thomas is going to be there. The Reardon Show. Some folks from the Annie Fry Show. So we're all showing up, and I'll be emceeing the event afterwards. It's going to be a lot of fun. Always a great turnout there on down Main Street there by the VFW in Florissant. I know I got the street name wrong. I apologize. But please show up. It is Veterans Day. And right now, I want to thank our friends. If you're a veteran, here's what you should do. On Monday, go to any Lion's Choice restaurant in town. They dropped off a couple of sandwiches for us this morning. Mm-hmm. Now, nobody in here happens to be a veteran. But if you are on Veterans Day on Monday, go by there and tell them at checkout that you are a veteran or show them your valid ID, and you get a free original roast beef sandwich. That is fantastic. And they're also, they have a 20% heroes discount that they offer all year long if you're a veteran or active duty military. So there you go. I hope you have a chance to, how was the food, by the way?
Yummy.
Fantastic.
You two are being so quiet.
Mm-hmm. For good reason.
Because your mouths are full.
Uh-huh.
And I'm having to do all the talking. I'm no good at that.
This is one of the only times I'll be quiet. Your wife and my husband say the same thing, right? They're like, how can you possibly have enough to say to fill 4 hours? And my husband would say, that's not even the start of it. She comes home and talks a lot.
And my wife would say the exact same thing. In fact, she's always wished she had the mute button that that Carl's got over there. So he can just turn the mic off anytime. He wants to.
That was
Thank
for you,
Carl.
Yeah, Michael would love that, too.
Thank you. Hey, shout out. Happy birthday to Nicole Middleman tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's up and listening this morning. We appreciate that.
We have an eye doctor's appointment today, so I hope she's up.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hey, have a great weekend. Turn out to the Veterans Day Parade in Florissant, 1 o'clock Sunday. Hang out with us for a little while. That'll be a lot of fun. We are not going to be here Monday morning because it's a holiday. It's a station holiday. Heidi Harris, who we talked to earlier, our friend Heidi Harris from the Heidi Harris Show, will be filling in Monday morning. And
Heidi
we'll be
Harris
back
on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. Have a great weekend. Kill Me Eat is up next. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.